From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
Jose Aldo, he thinks it'll be McGregor's last fight.
If you make $100 million, what are you going to go back to work for? You going to go in there and keep getting your head beat in when you're done boxing or done fighting? What's the point? I don't know how much shine this takes away from him as an MMA fighter if he gets beat up.
I don't think it takes any off. I think most people realize that this is a mismatch.
Does it take shine off of him if it's a laughing stock?
Like, well, there's a pretty good chance that's what it's going to be.
Right, but if that's what happens, like, and people are like, what did we just pay for?
I don't think so, but is it going to matter? Kareem Jackson said, we feel like as a defensive unit, that's our job to create turnovers in some of the other defensive categories in situational football. I think that is the biggest thing that was missing last year. Now, I think having J.J. Watt back helps create more turnovers, but your leading interception guy is not back.
The assumption is that K.J. is going to pick up some of the slack that Bouye leaves, but I don't think that they have anyone to replace Quentin Demps.
No, and that's the big question for me.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz, hour number three.
I was in such a good mood.
We finally get the signal back and fire alarm. You know what? I'm going to defy the fire alarm. I'm just going to sit here and do the show because people can actually hear it. And, you know, if we roast, we roast.
If we die, we die.
Yeah.
Because I'm pretty sure, worst case scenario, I could throw a chair through this window here and crawl out.
I don't know. It's pretty thick glass, no?
I don't know. Well, if we
I'm gonna get one of the interns to check something.
Yeah, go just have them check and make sure that we're not gonna die.
I don't want to die, and I also know we're gonna be doing a subpar program for the next hour if this keeps up.
Yeah, this is, I can hear it through my headphones. I'm sure the people can hear it too. But at least the people can hear it. There's that. It never fails. So, what have we found out?
We're gonna go check.
Okay. Because, you know, if the place is going to blow up, I'd prefer to leave. That's pretty damn loud.
It feels like it's getting louder.
Yeah, what would we even do if we left?
I don't know.
Run this.
I think he's still at Lollapalooza. That's what I think's happening. Like, he hasn't left the grounds, even though the festival's gone. Like, is he somewhere just to,
what
you know,
is this?
And still enjoying the moment? Around.
I think somebody's filling in for Jalen and Jacoby.
Oh, boy. Well, if we're going to die, that's what you guys have to hear.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, those of you who always text mean things and stuff, just so you know, that's what you could be stuck with. We're trying to be good teammates here. Well, if I hear an actual siren, then we probably should get the hell out of here. Like, if a real fire truck is showing up. But
what this? I mean, the thing is, normally you occasionally have fire drills, but you don't do them at 6 o'clock in the afternoon because
there's not
that many people here.
But this has happened a couple times before, and both times it was like somebody left a microwave on the second floor or something like that.
Yeah, somebody burnt popcorn, that kind of thing.
But with our luck, this will be the one time it's something serious, and we're just sitting here basically bitching about the alarm going off and not going anywhere.
Yep.
Yeah, I don't want to die for this.
No, it's not worth it.
Oh, man. I don't smell smoke or anything. I think we could probably escape. All right, we're getting an update now. It never fails. There's always something.
How loud can you hear this over the air?
People are saying it's faint. You can hear it, but it's faint.
It's extremely distracting in person.
Well, and even with the headphones on, and I've got mine turned way up. Okay, what's the update?
Apparently, it's a test.
Okay,
you're kidding.
Well, I'll talk to the building tomorrow.
Well, there's never. Well, if they're going to test it, it needs to be before 9 a.m. or after 7 p.m.
Yes.
They can't do this. Gee whiz. I mean, it's going to affect somebody's show. So why not do
it? How about just make it not our show?
Well, that would be nice.
Anyone but ours. I don't care who.
Or just test all the other floors. Sid says, AJ and Fred died on the air for us. Go Blitz. That's right. That was a sacrifice we were willing to make.
Yeah. We've done it before.
We were going to die for you guys. But, oh well. yeah, most people say it's not that bad, but they can hear it, that it's very faint.
All right.
So, well, so somebody says...
I'll just pretend like nothing's happening.
Yeah, I'll pretend like... Well, for one thing, I think I'm about to go into an epileptic seizure over this flashing light in here that I'm staring right at and I can't take my eyes off of. And, yeah, that's pretty shrill. Somebody says if it's an automatic alarm, HFD is going to show up no matter what.
Great. And then they're probably going to yell at us.
Yeah, what?
Wingo says it is not faint. It is annoying as hell.
Okay. 713 wants to know, is Danny and Drogon invading H-Town? And someone says it's better than the crap we've been putting up with the Tano. So there's that. At least you can hear us.
Yeah.
Oh, well. 713-780-ESPN. So 281 says, I work on alarms. I know they can unplug the siren at least. Doesn't need to be on the whole time.
That'd be cool.
Hey, yeah. Barry says, all your hot takes set the fire alarm off.
Zing.
Oh, man. Okay, by now, I'm just curious, but can't we all agree the test worked?
Yeah, it's good.
Then maybe you can go ahead and turn it off now. Oh, well. Yeah, you're going to do. Never fails. 409 asks, when you're at Vegas or Radio Row, what is the most memorable reaction of the listening public when you play the Gem of the Day jingle? Same question for Friday.
There's not really a listening public.
No, it's just other shows for the most part. The only time that people are around is during the last couple days before the Super Bowl. They let the public in, but they can't really get close enough to hear any of that stuff. So, well, Holly says almost worse than the Woo.
It's up there.
Yeah, it's pretty much, I think, well, no, at least with the Woos, I can turn those down.
Yeah.
Unless somebody's doing them in the bar I'm watching the game. And then I just have to leave. This I can't leave. We can't turn this down. Apparently, we can't turn it off. Oh, well. 832 asking, Fred, are you watching the series finale of Orphan Black on Saturday? Yeah, that's one I'm going to watch live just because it's the series finale of the whole thing. This hasn't been my favorite year, but that's a pretty good show. Let me just have an intern go to the fire control room and press silent alarm on the control panel. That's all great, except we have no idea where the fire control room is.
I think it's in the bathroom. What's that door in the bathroom? What's that go to?
I don't know. I think it's like a maintenance room.
Maybe it's in there. Tyler, go knock that door down and push a button. Just push all the buttons until this stops.
Yeah, I swear I'm getting a headache now. everything was going so well. It was going so well. People could actually hear us out in
like sometimes I feel like woodlands. We do a professional broadcast in like a major market, and then sometimes I feel like we're working in like Nacogdoches or something.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
CJ says, you guys truly are degenerates, and he has the Leslie Nielsen, please disperse, nothing to see here.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
I'm just going to ride this out.
Steve says, do all tests during the usual suspects daily. Now. That's not nice. Oh. Destin says, this is a Cosmos paying me back for all the times I wish death on textures lately. not really. Yeah, let's see if we can get a call on. Maybe that'll distract this.
Oh, yeah.
Stu Ray. What's up, Ray?
See if we can get a call on.
Oh, and he's got
his radio's up.
Yeah, never mind. That's
not even worth it.
At least Keyboard Cat is playing over the alarm.
Yeah.
Yeah, keep that going, because...
We haven't heard from Keyboard Cat in a very long time.
No. All right. Is there somebody in this building that we can actually call about this and
get this thing turned off? I will go during the break.
Because we're going on 10 minutes of this now, I can't imagine a test that has to go for 10 minutes. When we do the emergency broadcasting test, does it go for 10 minutes?
No.
No.
Never.
No, it just goes, meh, meh. That was a test. Boom, done. This is like, it's constant.
Man, I hope they're not going like floor by floor to seeing if it works in like every room.
Well, all they got to do is turn on the radio. They can tell it works here. They don't need to do that.
Yeah. Sometimes I hate this job.
Oh, gosh. It's every time. It's almost like every time we think everything's cool again, just something has to happen. Somebody has to die. Who knows? CJ says, at this rate, you're going to have to create a game where you make an obnoxious sound and the listener guesses it. I bet you guys can guess what this is.
Yeah.
Pretty easy. Man. All right, well. See, I think I can actually hear it on the other floor.
Yeah, it's getting louder, it seems like.
Are you sure this is a test? Is it? If it's a...
Yes, the building said it was a test.
Okay. Well, first off, dick move, building. Gotta tell you. Second off, this is enough of a test. 713-780-ESPN is your number.
It's louder in Jong's room than it is in here.
Yeah, it is.
Is it really?
Like when you put on the talk back, it was like, yeah, it's really loud.
Oh, God, yeah. Jeez.
It's way louder outside.
Ugh. Oh, great. Oh, well. Hopefully when we come back, this will be gone. Right now, I got to tell you about our friends at Houston Can Academies. And I'm telling you, school is about to start again, and you can help. Because what Houston Can Academies does, they take in kids who dropped out of other schools. They give them a second chance. They work around whatever the issues were for those kids. Some of them had transportation problems getting to school. Some of them had to get jobs to support their family. Well, Houston Can Academy takes them in, gives them a second chance. So many of them go on to graduate and do great things. Sometimes they give them glasses if they need them, transportation, whatever it takes to get those kids to school. And that's why they need your help. And by your help, they just mean a donation of a vehicle that you're not using anymore. Here's what they're going to do. They're going to come and tow that vehicle free of charge. They're going to process all the paperwork. Your donation is tax deductible. If you can hear my voice on the radio, they're going to come and get it. And they'll take a car, a truck, a motorcycle, boat, tractor, RV, four-wheeler, you name it. Doesn't matter if it's running. Doesn't matter what kind of shape it's in. If you had it sitting out in your yard or your garage and you were thinking, oh, I'm going to get this fixed, and then you never did, and now it's rusty and all. And you're like, well, I don't know what to do with it. Well, they'll come and take care of it, and you get that tax deduction, which is great. And it's so easy and convenient. So many Blitzers have done it. You can be the next one. You donate today, free $50 Visa gift card. Just their way of saying thank you. Give them a call, 713-225-4226. 713-225-4226. Or go to HoustonCarsForKids.com. Make sure you tell them you heard about it on the Blitz, and write off the car, not the kid.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. We have an update on when this madness might end.
They were contacted, and we will find out.
So when they do these tests, they don't monitor it or anything?
I guess not. And it's louder outside our studio. Like, it's louder down the hall next to SB Nation. So, for Sean's show...
Oh, I forget they're doing a TV show,
they
right?
They have to play back other parts of the show because it's too loud.
Oh, I bet Sean's not mad about that at all.
Oh, no. I think it's better if I play a little bit of music.
Yeah, it helps a little bit, I think. But, no, I've been out there when that thing's gone off before, and it is mind-numbingly loud. All right, well, I have a mind-numbing story for you, if you'd like.
All right.
Since this is kind of where things are going. A man has been jailed. All right, you know, this is a story I should probably ask Beth about because she likes doing a lot of freaky stuff. And I'm sure everybody has fantasies. Here's one that I don't think works very well. A man has been jailed after he caused life-changing injuries to his female lover after a bizarre sexual fantasy involving a shotgun disastrously wrong.
The sexual fantasy
was a loaded shotgun placed in the victim's lady part and mistakenly fired.
Man. I don't know how that accidentally happens.
David Jeffers fled from a Manchester hotel, leaving his partner dying on a bed with injuries to her bladder and female reproductive organs.
Left her dying on the bed, you said? Yep. He just left her there?
And he left her there. The 46-year-old victim had informed him of her sexual desires via text message a few days prior to the incident, with one message saying, "I can't sleep, so excited. We so excited." He claimed to have found the antique shotgun at a pub at Leeds train station. Damn. All right, if you're going to do this crazy stuff, make sure the damn thing's not loaded. Here's a shock. The couple consumed cocaine and alcohol before engaging in sexual activity.
Oh, boy.
Sometime after the weapon was inserted, it was agreed Jeffers' hand was on the trigger at the time it went off. As his victim lay naked on the bed and presumably bleeding, Jeffers dressed himself, fled the hotel via a rear exit after phoning reception and telling a manager that a female had been shot. Then went home. A hotel employee went to the room shared by the couple and heard the victim say, "I am in agony. I am going to die." She was rushed to Manchester Royal Infirmary with multiple gunshot pellets in the abdomen. Okay, I don't know where to blame this. Obviously, guy should not have his finger on the trigger, although if that's your fantasy.
How about this? Guy should not have a shotgun in a girl's vagina.
I'm kind of with you on that.
Like, if you're going out with some chick and she's like, "Hey, you know what really get me going? If you put a shotgun in my vagina," be like, "Oh, cool. Have fun with some other dude."
Yeah.
Our dating experience was great, but short.
There's just so much that can go wrong there. And what if you wind up doing this and then you go to jail? This guy's going to jail. Now, I probably shouldn't have fled the scene. Although, how do you explain that one to the cops when they get there?
Yeah, I don't know.
You know, that's one. I'm guessing Mariska Hargitay shows up and you're like, "Well, it was her idea, really." Especially if she dies. Nobody's going to believe that.
Yep.
All right, well.
Yeah, if we flee the scene, you're basically just saying, "Yeah,
I screwed up.
Yeah, I blew it here."
Mm. Oh boy, I had another one that was. These were all my kind of potential gems of the day. I like the other one. This just seems kind of stupid, but a mysterious, seemingly driverless van has been cruising the streets of Arlington's courthouse. The unmarked gray van with Virginia license plates drove up and down Wilson and Clarendon Boulevards more than half a dozen times, with no one in the driver's seat or passenger seat. The rear windows of the Ford Transit Connect van were darkly tinted. This is totally an abduction van. The van appeared to drive cautiously but keep up with traffic. Cameras and a light bar could be seen behind the windshield. When this car stopped at a red light, the light bar started blinking. When the signal turned green, the car started driving. The blinking stopped. Lack of a driver went mostly unnoticed, and everybody thought, "Wow, the future's here. Modern technology. Car that can drive by itself." Well, the news caught wind of this. So, of course, they had to ruin it for everyone. The guy driving the car had disguised himself as a seat. So what looked like a driverless car was a guy dressed up to look like the seat of a car.
It's a slick move.
Yeah, it is. But nice little prank there. I like that. Get fool people into thinking, "Oh, look, driverless driverless abduction van.
Yeah.
But no, this guy dressed up as a seat.
Seems like a... Oh, my gosh, look. It stopped.
Did it? Oh, thank God.
Oh. Mm.
Wow. My ears are ringing.
Mine, too. My head hurts so bad.
I need alcohol.
That took 25 minutes.
Jeez.
25-minute test.
I think it works.
Yeah, it's effective. Mm. Although it didn't get us up out of here, so
yeah,
it's relatively effective.
Let's squeeze on a call. Let's see if Lenny's actually there.
Come here. Let's talk. Let's get rid of the distraction from the siren here. It sounded like we were doing some Dumb and Dumber shit.
Great.
There you go.
You just
good call.
Yeah.
And we could barely hear him.
Top of the fact that he dropped an S-bomb. Well done.
What are you going to do?
It's amazing that people can hear us again, and the calls we've gotten have been the worst. So, oh well. Don't need any more. We've got other stuff we can do. I've got another good story for you.
Okay.
If you're going to make a list of public places where you wouldn't have sex, where would McDonald's be on the list?
Near the top, yeah. I've got to say.
Yeah, and frankly, any fast food place, but McDonald's in particular, probably because there's a playground nearby.
Yeah.
And that could end badly. But an arrest warrant has been issued for a Maryland woman accused of engaging in a sex act in the dining room of a McDonald's restaurant on a weekday afternoon. Mm. They charged Conrad Jablecki with indecent exposure, open lewdness, and disorderly conduct after he was seen receiving oral pleasure from an unidentified woman in a McDonald's in York, Pennsylvania.
Oh, it's just oral?
Yeah, still... You didn't do that in a McDonald's. Plus, the smell in a McDonald's. How could you even remotely get aroused there? Upon spotting Jablecki and the woman, an employee kicked them out of the restaurant and called the cops.
Well, that's good.
I wonder if you let him...
Seal the deal?
Yeah, yeah. But police asked anyone with information about the woman's identity to contact investigators. According to court records, they subsequently identified Christina Allen Elena Chafin, 37, as his partner. So he's a 30-year-old with a 37-year-old servicing him in a McDonald's. That's, okay. Apparently her rap sheet includes convictions for driving under the influence, marijuana, careless driving. He has been convicted of disorderly conduct, public drunkenness, and exposing himself to a woman and her 5-year-old daughter on a Maryland beach. Probably not surprising that these two are doing it in the McDonald's.
Yeah. That's someone who's, I would call that person careless.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Irresponsible.
Gotta watch out for
irresponsible at best.
Got to watch out for the special sauce there. All right.
Oh, I don't even know how to, I don't know how to transition this, so I'll just tell you about my computer career. Guys, if you've thought to yourself, man, I'd love to be working in the computer industry. Maybe you've been outside working in the rain the last couple days, or before that you were working in the brutal heat. You said, I just wish I could get behind a desk and work on a computer, make good money and not have to, you know, have air conditioning. That's always nice. What if I told you it's not too late? You don't need a math or computer background to start an IT career, because it's not rocket science. It's my computer career. See if an IT career is right for you. Go to mycomputercareer.edu. Take the free career evaluation today. My Computer Career is where you can get trained for the high-demand field of IT. Start your new life as an IT pro in as little as 3 to 4 months. You'll attend classes on campus or live online just twice a week, and you'll get everything you need to start your new career. It's more than just a school. My Computer Career helps you get into the industry by working with hundreds of employers that hire their students. Financial aid is available to those who qualify, including the GI Bill. Classes start up soon. Go take the free career evaluation now at mycomputercareer.edu. That's mycomputercareer.edu.
From the bottom of my American heart, I pray you make it home. When your back's against the wall. out of Houston, Dave South here. Sports!
And we're back on the Blitz. Jason has a gambling question. Says, excluding Alabama, what other three teams in order would you bet on to make the playoffs? I'd have to look at the numbers. And I think Ohio State is, I mean, they're going to be a real short price, but I think they're going to be hard to keep out. And I think I'd go long shot and maybe take Washington out of the Pac-12 as opposed to USC, which seems to be taking most of the money.
Yeah.
And probably, I think Florida State is also very short, so I'll take Louisville because I'm looking for prices.
Yeah, I'm fading Clemson for sure.
Yeah. In the Big 12, TCU interests me a little bit, but I don't know if they're that good. I think they have a chance to be competitive in the Big 12. But
yeah, I don't know that there's anybody in the Big 12 that I'm looking at for that.
Maybe Oki Light. I mean,
I'm never counting on them to win big games. Come on.
Yeah, well. But I just think that the whole conference just kind of looks like, and I don't know what Oklahoma's going to be without Stoops. I don't know how fast Herman's going to get Texas competitive. I just don't.
Yeah.
I don't know what to make of these teams. So if I were looking for a long shot, I'd probably take one of those two teams. But Oklahoma State's bet down too much for me. So here's something that you might be the only person interested in this, but there's already odds to win the NCAA basketball title out.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Which will be at the Alamo Dome this year. And we'll be in San Antonio in March.
All right.
April, I guess. Favorite, Kentucky at 7-1. Also 7-1, Duke. And these are, well, they don't have them all in order because Michigan State is 8-1. They're going to be that good?
That would surprise me. They're young.
Kansas 10. North Carolina open 12 is now 30.
Okay.
So is Villanova or any of these
why,
names.
Why if they open 12, why are they 30 now?
I don't know. Was there an injury?
I don't know. I haven't been following too much. Yeah. Maybe there has been.
Some of the big movers. Well, Michigan started at 20 and went to 40.
What about Arizona?
Arizona open at 20. They're at 10. Mm. Here's a bizarre one for you. And if
Damn.
If you got in early on the Texas Longhorns, at one point they were 300-1. They're now 25-1. So
that's weird.
Yeah.
Good luck with that.
Yeah. I don't like them at 25-1. I don't really like them at 300 either. But and your Aggies 100-1 at the Westgate Las Vegas Superbook. Baylor 60-1. Yeah, there's just not a lot of to get excited about here. They're not giving a whole lot of teams a ton of chances. Wichita State 25, Florida 30.
Nope.
West Virginia 50.
Nope.
Sooner 80.
I think you can already stop. I mean, the first 6-7 teams you named, one of those teams is winning.
Yeah, there's no value in any of those.
No, betting college basketball futures is for the birds, unless you've got, you know, you've got some team that you really like that's like 50-60-1.
Right. But, well, I was trying to find one for you there.
No, but I'm out on that.
Okay.
Because all the teams that I would have liked, you've already said.
Okay. Well, we tried.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
Be the last. Probably won't get to talk a lot of college basketball stuff.
We'll probably talk college basketball in around March.
Yeah, because it's just once football starts, which
yeah,
technically have preseason football tomorrow night.
Yeah.
Are you excited?
No, I'm not. But I'm going to watch. I mean, but I'm not excited for sure.
I'm kind of interested. I want to see how Watson looks, and I don't really – I know what Tom Savage is, so I'm not too interested in seeing him play. But – and – Deontay Foreman, I want to see how he looks. Some guys like that.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just – and I want to see how bad the offensive line is.
Dwayne Brown wants to see that, too.
Yeah, pay that man his money. Okay, this looks like some kind of frisbee soccer football. Rugby? I have no idea what this is.
Frisbee?
I don't know what it is. I feel like there were the one game that looked kind of like it took an acrobat to play was that soccer volleyball where you had to use your head or your feet, and those guys were flipping around like little acrobats.
I saw them playing ping pong with their heads. Only you can only use your head, and the
ball
they're
was using like
the
size like a volleyball.
Yeah.
That
you know what I think they're doing? They're taking like intramural games and they're playing them on the Ocho. Yeah, because this looks like ultimate frisbee.
Okay. Well, I admittedly though the little volleyball soccer thing, while not interesting at all, sure looked like it took some athletic ability. But then they were doing dodgeball with jugglers. That's just dumb. I mean, who comes up with how stoned do you have to be to come up with that idea?
I don't know.
You have a juggler back here, and they're going to try to hit the whatever he's juggling with a dodgeball, and two people get to stand in front of him. Woo. Regardless. Lamont getting into the ballast point. Good for him.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm probably going to have to slow down on drinking beer now.
Why is that? The family
gets home tonight.
Well, I hope you got in a bunch before they got here.
Oh, more than enough. Yeah.
Kind of sucks because it's probably been kind of nice having a place to yourself.
Yeah, but it's also, you know, it'll be nice to have a clean house and a cooked meal and things like that that I haven't had in some time.
Do you tend to take for granted?
Yeah. So I'm going to do my laundry.
So that's why I do my own stuff like that, so I don't miss it when it's gone.
Oh, I need that.
Hey, want to kind of do a shout out here to our buddy Shannon who did that Brew of H.
Yeah. Here.
It's going to be available at TDECU Stadium this year. There's a
That's awesome.
Yeah, so you're going to be able to check out Brew of H at the stadium. And No Label did it with them. It's a really good beer. And if you're into that kind of thing, it's a red pale ale, and it's good stuff, man. So when you go to the UH games, that seems like an appropriate thing to drink.
Yeah.
713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. How important is it for you for Dallas Keuchel to kind of come out and not suck tonight?
I mean, it'd be really nice to see.
He wasn't awful. I mean, I don't think he was awful in the last game. He only gave up 3 runs.
Right. But you'd like to see him return to early season form, right?
Yeah.
That's ideally what you'd like, especially knowing that McCullers is – I mean, well, I say knowing what McCullers – we don't know what McCullers is or is going to be. So for this team to have any real chance – come playoff time, Dallas Keuchel has to be Dallas Keuchel, or Lance McCullers has to be what he was at the beginning of this season. And if neither one of those are happening, that you might as well cancel Chris. You can hit all you want, but that you're not going to be able to pitch enough.
Yeah, and this is not the most devastating lineup you're going to see.
No.
So I'd kind of like to see him go out there. And
you should be good tonight.
Yeah, and even if McCullers just goes back to being 5 innings of shutout ball McCullers, I'll take that. You know, I would, even if he can't get out of the 6th inning, if you can just get 5 shutout innings from him, I think you'll be all right. And you know, the other guy that needs to start pitching better again is Devinsky. I think part of that is the bullpen has been so taxed of late that I think those guys will come around, but you need Keuchel to kind of start going deep in games again. You need some other guys to not suck.
Yep.
But we'll see. I mean, they're still putting up a lot of runs, and they're missing a lot of guys. So, hey, guys, got to tell you about Harry's. And my entire shaving experience has changed completely because I used to wait until the last minute, and I wouldn't shave for a couple of days because it was just a pain in the ass, and I'd get razors that were so worn down that I'd cut my face all up. I hated going to the store to buy these things. I hated trying to open those ridiculous plastic cases. Well, that never happens anymore because Harry's just does it. There's 3 million guys that made the switch to Harry's, and I'm one of them. And here's why: because they're going to deliver your razors right to your door. And not only that, you're going to get a quality shave. You never have to go to the store again. and they're more affordable because they're selling them directly to you. And they're so confident that you're going to love their blades, they're going to give you their set for free. You just cover shipping. That free trial set includes an ergonomic razor handle, 5 precision-engineered blades with lubricating strip and trimmer blade, a rich lathering shave gel, a travel blade cover. We partner with Harry's to bring you this incredible offer. All you have to do is head over to harrys.com/blitz to get it now. Get started with Harry's today. Get that free trial offer. That's right, free. All you cover is just a few bucks in shipping. To get that free trial set, including handle, blade, shave gel, and travel blade cover, go to harrys.com/blitz. That's harrys.com/blitz. Don't wait. Get started with Harry's today.
Listen to your favorite ESPN 97.5 show on the go with the ESPN 97.5 app for iOS or Android. Now back to the Blitz with Fred and AJ.
And we are back on the Blitz. Friday is Trailer Wheel and Frame Friday. We're broadcasting live from the best trailer dealer in town. Not us, but the other guys. Trailer Wheel and Frame is conveniently located on 45 North, just after West Canino. Come out, Cats Alive shows, win great prizes, and enjoy complimentary refreshments from Cats Coffee, Rudy's Barbecue, and St. Arnold's Brewery. Do you have a hey man bleep that? Because I have one.
I do, but when you said we're hit and miss with that, I pulled one up. But now my internet's acting a fool, so I'm trying to bring it up.
Well, I'm going to start because I don't know what to make of this. I've always thought North Korea is just a bunch of knuckleheads, basically. And of course, President Trump comes out today and says they continue to threaten the U.S. They would face fire and fury like the world has never seen. So, okay, to me, this is not really a time for hyperbole.
Right.
Well, maybe he saw the spoils of
the
spoils,
Game of Thrones.
Yeah. Spoils of war.
Yeah.
Is he sending a dragon?
Maybe he thinks it's a dragon.
Yeah. Well, now Korea's basically come out and threatened to attack Guam. They warn that recent U.S. military maneuvers may provoke a dangerous conflict. Dude, it's going to be dangerous for you guys. I mean, what the hell? I mean, you're launching toy rockets and trying to claim you have ballistic missiles. And enough of this place. What the hell are they thinking?
One thing I know, and you know, I've been out of the military for almost, I guess, 15 years now. I worked with a lot of people from a lot of different countries, and our technology is better than everybody else's. So, okay, let's say they throw something over Guam's way and do any kind of damage. Like, there's zero chance they can win that. They can, if they were going to attack the U.S., they wouldn't attack Guam. Like, because if they had the potential to attack the U.S.,
right,
your first strike wouldn't be at Guam.
No. And he wouldn't come out and say, that's going to be our first.
Right. Yeah. It's just like when Pearl Harbor got attacked. The reason Japan attacked Pearl Harbor is because they didn't have planes that could make it to mainland U.S., and which, you know, is in a way lucky because the damage could have been worse, but clearly we had better technology. We had planes that could make it over there and carry big, gigantic bombs that blow up a whole city.
Yeah, and I think
this is not something North Korea wants.
No, and not only that, I mean, the missile defense system is pretty damn good. We saw that in the Gulf War with those Patriot missiles. Do you really think you're going to get anything through? But to you, North Korea, I say, hey, man, fuck that.
Am I going or AJ?
You have to go. My internet's not up yet.
Man, so one of the most disgusting things about, you know, anywhere in the office, you know, it could be at the listener's office, is the refrigerator in the office place.
Oh, yeah.
Man, people be taking food out of there, and people be leaving food that's been like 3 months old in there, and it gets to a point where Laura has to send emails out every 6 months telling people to clean out food, and you find stuff in there that's been sitting there for at least the last time the she asks people to clean that thing out, and it's just disgusting. Like, people, if you don't want to eat what you have in that refrigerator, if it's takeout, whatever it is, you got to throw that bleep away. People that bring food every day, like myself, and leave it in there, eat it, then take the Tupperware home. There's no room in that fridge anymore. And to that, I say, hey man, fuck that.
So did you put the sign up that says?
No, that wasn't me.
Oh, okay.
Because somebody was taking somebody's food around the office, and I was talking to him, and I just remembered that.
Yeah, somebody put up a sign that said, please don't steal other people's food, and please take your damn food home.
Who was getting food stolen?
One of the sales guys. He has pickles in there, and
someone was stealing.
Oh, yeah, somebody was, I guess, sticking their finger in the pickle jar and taking all his pickles.
It's gross that he has pickles in any way. It's even more gross that somebody would steal it. All right, your turn.
I can't pull it up.
No,
this whole thing is a pain in the ass. Hey man, that our internet. Hey man, that.
Mine was going to be, I support police officers quite a bit, and I don't complain too much. But one of these things that is starting to annoy me quite a bit is when they don't put on their siren, they just flip on their lights and go through a light, especially during the middle of the day against the light, and they don't bother looking. Because I almost T-boned one Saturday, and I was downtown, and I looked up at the last second and saw him with his lights on. I didn't even have the radio on, so I know the siren wasn't on. And he was looking at his screen while he's going across. Just, I'm going to turn my lights on and go. Don't bother looking. And, that kind of stuff is just, it drives me nuts because you're not supposed to be creating accidents. I mean, I'm okay if you're going to turn your lights on, but at least make sure nobody's coming.
Oh, my story popped up. Do we have time, John?
Yeah, probably do.
No. Oh, we do?
Go ahead.
Okay. Fresno, California. Two former sheriff's deputies who conspired with another law enforcement officer to sell drugs they stole from evidence lockers. They got probation. No prison time.
Wow.
So, you're allowed to do whatever you want, sell drugs, whatever you want, as long as you used to be a cop. They're going to go easy on you. The federal prosecutors had recommended a 9-month prison term. And instead, nope, they get probation. Probation.
It's kind of a nice transition from my little story.
Yeah. Hey, man, that.
All right, let's wrap it up. Great job, John Lee. Great job, A.J. Hoffman. Great job by the siren. I think that gets an A+ today.
It was the star of the show, I would say.
Yeah, it was better than I was. Then again, what isn't? We'll do it again tomorrow. Till then, stay sporty, bitches.